Good evening, all. I just want to introduce the 27th mitzvah of the Torah, and then, God willing, we'll finish it up next week. So the 27th mitzvah of the Torah, so we had a mitzvah that we have to believe in God, then we have another mitzvah that we are told that we can't believe in Avodah Zarah, and then this mitzvah is that you can't make an idol. Shelo la'asos pesel, you should not make some sort of an engraven image, or you shouldn't make any sort of idol. So what is the pasuk? So the pasuk says, lo ta'asel lecha pesel, you should not make this carved image or this idol, v'chol tumana, nor should you make any sort of picture at all. Asher b'shamayim yinim ha'al, asher you shouldn't make any sort of image of something that's in the sky, anything on the ground, or anything that's in the water. Now, people think of this halacha as something that's totally irrelevant to us. Nowadays, who in the world is involved in Avodah Zarah? However, the problem is that this is actually a very important halacha l'maisa, because the pasuk says that you can't make anything that's in the sky. So what does that mean? So in particular, let's say someone is in kindergarten and they decide they want to draw a nice picture of a garden or whatever, and in the garden, how do the plants grow? They want to draw a picture of the sun. Is it permitted to draw a picture of the sun? So it happens to be that according to a lot of opinions, it's an Isser D'Oraisa, it's a Torah prohibition to draw a picture of a sun, not highly recommended. So let's begin, to begin the mitzvah over here, and then we'll continue with it next week. It's really important that everyone listen up. So what does the Chinuch say? Shelo na'aset tzlamim shigei avdu, a person should not make any sort of statues or idols for the purpose of worship. V'afilu lo avadam ha'osa osam, even if he's not going to worship them, he should not be making them. Just making them itself is prohibited. And the reason why is because we want to prevent any sort of a stumbling block. We don't want someone to come in and say, "Oh, look, a nice idol. I don't know who made it, but great. I'm going to start serving it." And turn out that some other guy made it, and so when he made that, so then it's a prohibition. So we don't want to have any sort of stumbling block, so therefore it's prohibited. Let's say you're going to say, no, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to tell someone else to make it. Even in that case, it's going to be prohibited, whether you make it or you tell someone else to make it. Why? Because the pasuk says, lo ta'aseh l'chapesel l'chol tumuna, you shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness whatsoever. And a person who commands someone else to make the idol, hu hagorim ha'asiya, he is the one who is causing it to be made, and therefore he is considered the maker. And so we'll end with a quick story. So when they redid the library in NYU just a couple of years ago, so they had this really beautiful mural painted, just to tell you how serious this mitzvah and this halacha is. So they had this beautiful mural painted, and on this mural there were planets, and I think there was a picture of the sun, there were stars, and Rav Schechter got very upset. He says, it's an Isser D'Oraisa. In NYU, they redid the library, and they committed an Isser D'Oraisa in painting this beautiful mural, because there were pictures of the planets and heavenly bodies, and therefore, and a person is not allowed to do that. So if you go to YU now, you'll see that all these things were sort of converted into other types of pictures. So there's like a big star-like looking thing that was converted into a big eye. It's kind of scary to look at, but the reason why they did this was because of this prohibition. So in case you think that none of these Avodah Zarah halachos are applicable nowadays, they still are. So we'll stop right here, and God willing, next week we'll continue, and we'll conclude now with the rabbis.